Hello and welcome. My name's Brother Luke Heelan and I'm sitting here with Brother Graham Schultz, and this is podcast number 19 for the Queensland Freemasons podcast. And we are following up with what seems like we were just doing a second ago, Graham, a podcast on the junior officers in the lodge. We don't call them junior because we're being mean to them or to make them feel not as important. They all have just as equally important role to play. We are just referring to that for the convenience of our podcast to break them up into different groups.
Mm.
So, Graham, we'd like to start now. We left off with the junior warden, and we'd like to now talk about, I guess, the treasurer and the secretary of the lodge. These are non-progressive line, so they're not lodge positions that you normally work your way into. They're normally a lodge position that you would volunteer for. So I guess in every organization there are two roles, and they are important roles, and they're the administration side of it. And in our particular organization we have the treasurer, who's responsible for making sure that each lodge is viable, because each lodge independently runs their own business affairs to some extent.
Sure.
They collect money, they raise money, they distribute that money in a way that each lodge sees fit, and it's the treasurer's responsibility to make sure that their lodge is both viable and has a set of books that is audited and scrutinised.
Mm, very important role, and his symbol of office that he wears on the collar is a key.
Yeah. Generally, this person is a person that would have had some exposure to that sort of a role in their professional life, I would have thought, for the most part. Most of the people I've met as treasurers have been either former accountants, bookkeepers, or someone who's had an administrative background in business to some extent. The second role is the secretary. This is probably the most, in my opinion, the most difficult job in the lodge, in, to a large extent, because it requires the most amount of time from them in terms of their input. And I would imagine most secretaries are spending 4 to 5 hours a month at least in organising the business, probably up to 8 hours a month sort of organising the back end of how the lodge runs. So they'd be responsible for sending, taking the minutes, sending out notices, announcing any correspondence inwards and outwards for the actual lodge itself, and making sure the affairs of the lodge are conducted in a way that's formal and is run like any other organisation that deals with membership. So,
and reports to Grand Lodge as well.
Reports to Grand Lodge, makes announcements. I think the one role about the secretary, or the one thing about the secretary and the treasurer, as I've noticed as well, is that most lodges have them in that position for quite a length of time. It's not unusual to see a secretary who has been in that role for a number of years, because it's the role that most people, unless they are that way inclined, would prefer not to do. I would myself not like to be the Secretary of the Treasurer. I'd find that somewhat stressful, I think.
I think it's a great job today, and you really do...
It's all about personality.
Well, and you really do make a difference with what you do, and you make sure that all your members are informed about what's happening in the life of the lodge. And their jewel that they wear on their collar is two pens in saltire, or a diagonal cross. The pens are diagonally crossed, an old heraldic symbol tied by a ribbon, and that's what the secretary wears.
Yeah, well, the secretary, like we said, they're non-progressive, the secretary and the treasurer. You could become a secretary or treasurer straight after becoming a master mason if you were so inclined.
Yes.
I think in my own lodge that might be what's happening next.
Yeah, in my lodge that's the case. We have a master mason who's the secretary.
The one thing I'd say to anybody doing those positions, though, I probably wouldn't suggest you do them forever, because then you're missing out on taking part in the actual work of the lodge to some extent.
Mm.
So if you are doing those positions, maybe you need to volunteer for doing some of the work in our lodges. We're now going to talk about the senior deacon and the junior deacon. These are two positions, I guess, that help part of the ceremony or conduct the ceremony.
The senior deacon sits at the right of the worshipful master. He's the worshipful master's messenger. He does lots of walking around the lodge. He welcomes and escorts visitors and new candidates into the lodge. Takes them around that in some places. And usually the director of ceremonies will also overlap with this and introduce like distinguished visitors to the master. And particularly during degree rituals, during the work of the lodge, the senior deacon will be a guide for the candidate conducting around the lodge room, as the junior deacon will be as well. So I guess, you know, they're the perambulators around the lodge. They do a lot of floor work.
Can we explain what preambulation is, Graham?
Just moving.
I had to be told this word a few
just
times.
Just moving around the lodge in a proper and fit manner, you know, like to square the lodge, to step off with your left foot.
Maybe similar if you've ever watched, I guess, a British or Commonwealth-based parliaments, where you see the Speaker of the House and the Black Rod of the house, depending on where they are, have official duties to walk up and down and put people in their position within that room. The junior and senior deacon are very good at doing that, and it's one of those roles that is very important for part of the ceremonial side of things. I remember when I was going from senior deacon to junior warden, my wife thought I'd been demoted, and I had to explain it's a progressive kind of an office. So no, it wasn't a downgrade, it's just the titles are different to each other.
So the junior deacon and the senior deacon are in large part are responsible for the movement of people around the lodge.
Yes.
I think that's a fair way to say that.
To make sure people, for example, are dressed properly. It's one of the things as people, if they're coming into a lodge, we have to be attired, particularly in our jurisdiction, in a certain way. And junior deacon and senior deacon should be on the lookout for people that are wearing the wrong tie or the wrong colour.
That's right. And their offices, their jewel for their offices are both the same. They wear on their collar the dove and the olive branch as their jewel. And they also then, who else have we got? The inner guard?
Yep. On the jewels for the senior and junior deacon, this is one of the jewels that is different in our jurisdiction to the United States. And for the most part, the American jurisdictions and the British, we will simplify the world down to those two, virtually have the same symbols, but in this case they're different.
So a little bit different. Yeah.
We'll put up links to those so you can inspect them for yourself if you'd like to. Now the stewards. What are stewards, Grant?
Stewards are the caterers of the lodge. They're the guys that are responsible for making sure that there's something to eat and drink at the festive board after the lodge. And they'll retire from the lodge probably 10 minutes before the lodge closes so that they can prepare the food and the drinks for everyone when they come out of the lodge. And their jewel on their collar is the cornucopia, or the horn of plenty with the food and the fruit in it, and then just our compasses inlaid in the back there. And that's normally the role where you will start after you become a Master Mason. If you're starting in the progressive line, that's where you will start as a steward.
We also, like, besides the stewards, have a few other roles. We have the inner guard and the tiler, or the outer guard, I guess, in some areas. And these are positions that are basically two people that would sit on either side of the entrance of a lodge, making sure that all the people inside are who they say they are, and it's basically their job to sit at the door.
And the inner guard...
basically a Masonic bouncer.
Well, absolutely. In the old days, when Masonic meetings and were held in places like taverns and things, they had to guard the door so that only Masons went in, and that's why the inner guard actually had a dagger as his symbol, and the tiler outside would have had a sword to keep off all cowards and intruders on Freemasonry. So they're the jewels. Today the jewels that they wear on their collar, the inner guard will wear two swords in saltire, and the tiler will wear a single sword on his collar.
And tiler is a strange word. It's not a word we hear very often. And I think we've even talked in the past about where the origins of the word come from. And I still think there's a few people around that dispute where the origins of that word come from.
It's
spelt differently in different places too.
Yeah. So it's an interesting office as well. And normally in this day and age, the tiler will be a more senior member of the organisation, and the younger members will start inside the lodge as perhaps a steward or an inner guard.
Because the job of the tiler is somewhat boring for them if they're not well acquainted with sitting outside, because basically the description we've got here in our book is that the tiler's job was to keep unskilled workmen from listening on to what's happening in a meeting. So basically the tiler is effectively a bouncer. If your name's not on the list, you're not coming in.
But he has a very important role to play with new members,
Absolutely.
New candidates are there in the preparation of the candidate and having that candidate ready to go into the
and
lodge.
We've probably got two or three other small roles to talk about, and they are small, not in the sense that they're not important, but they are less for them to do, and that would be the chaplain. And the chaplain in most lodges is going to be, depending on the lodge and what they're doing, making saying grace at the meal that we have. The chaplain sits in front of the secretary, and though he isn't necessarily minister, priest, rabbi or imam in his real world job, he does a similar sort of job in the lodge, saying non-denominational prayers.
In a secular way, I guess. And another important role in the lodge, of course, is the director of ceremonies. Yeah, absolutely. That we haven't talked about. And
I should have. They'll get in trouble not putting
that
in.
Well, it's a very important role that the master looks to the director of ceremonies to maintain order in what's happening on the floor of the lodge. So the director of ceremonies has an important role to play. Sometimes there'll be a deputy director of ceremonies as well. Their jewel of office is two rods in saltire tied by a ribbon, and they have an important role to play in the movement, once again, of people around the lodge and the reception of visitors and making sure people are seated in the right place.
People also forget where they're part or where they're up to in the meeting. The director of ceremony normally will prompt them with where they're up to.
Sometimes, yeah.
We've also got, I guess, three other positions as well. One's an almoner, and an almoner is a word that I hadn't heard before until I became a mason, and they're basically in charge of making sure the welfare of the lodge is up to date. So if a member of the lodge is sick or they're having trouble, the almoner might be the person that would be picking up the phone and go, "Hello, Graham, are you feeling okay today? Is there anything I can do for you? Or if you need a hand with anything, feel free to give us a call and we'll take care of it for you."
Yeah, the symbol is a purse with a heart on it. So they are kind people. They pick to be kind people to look after the welfare of the members of the lodge.
And we have an organist or a musician. In our own lodge, we have a person that comes along to, he's an affiliated member. He comes along to nearly all of our meetings. And he's a great organist, and he makes sure that we have music to accompany our ceremonies.
Well, music really adds to the ceremony.
Absolutely.
And you'll find an organ, in particular in Ann Street, here at Amazonic Centre,
you'll find a beautiful
pipe organ, and in most lodges you'll find an organ which is played by an organist to do that incidental music that we use in our ceremonies.
And do we have this position in Australia, the superintendents of work, is the formal position? Not the grand superintendent of working.
The grand superintendent, and then there's the assistant, and that's, I think, for another day.
Yes,
we can do them on another day.
We will go through the Grand Lodge officers' positions then. But yes, there's quite a few different positions we can talk about. And masonry needs to be explained in small pieces so people can understand. There's too much information to go in one time. And I think, Graham, we've set a record. We've done 2 12-minute podcasts. So for those people who are expecting 10 minutes, I'm sorry we kept you 20% longer. And until next month, I'm stay on the level.